Hello and welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast dedicated to the fascinating world of quantitative finance. I'm Lori.
And I'm Finn, ready to dive into another exciting paper. Today we're tackling The Revival of the Volatility Risk Premium by Ilya Bushuev and Brett Johnson.
Sounds intriguing. So what's this paper all about, Finn?
Basically, it's all about selling options in the oil market and how it's become surprisingly profitable again. The authors argue that selling options has made a comeback.
Selling options, huh? I always thought that was a risky game.
It can be, but the authors explain how option sellers, especially in the oil market, manage and mitigate those risks. They talk about how this strategy has become one of the best-performing quantitative trading strategies recently.
Okay, so what is special about the oil market in that respect?
The authors point to structural changes in the market that have driven this strong performance. It's all about the changing composition of market participants and their hedging strategies.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. The authors point out that more independent U.S. oil producers now exist and are short on cash, so they are less able to afford to pay premiums. Also, hedge funds have moved into the space.
Fascinating. So how do these option sellers manage their risks?
They use a technique called delta hedging, which involves adjusting their positions in the futures market to offset the potential losses from their option sales.
Ah, that makes sense. So delta hedging is key to making this strategy work?
Absolutely. It's the magic sauce, as the authors put it. Delta hedging allows option sellers to profit from the difference between the price they receive for selling options and the cost of managing their delta exposure.
Got it. Now, the title mentions volatility risk premium. What exactly is that?
It's the difference between the implied volatility of options and the actual realized volatility of the underlying asset. Option sellers aim to capture this premium by selling options at a price that is higher than what they expect the actual volatility to be.
So they're betting that volatility will be lower than what the market expects?
Exactly. And if they're right, they pocket the difference as profit. The authors point out that the historical payout would have been higher than the premiums collected.
Is it an easy strategy to implement and generate profit with?
Not exactly. While the buyers tend to look at options actuarially, the dealers price them nearly exclusively based on the cost of delta hedging. If you are not up to par with these strategies, you might end your career early.
Got it. So, what's the takeaway for our listeners?
The main takeaway is that selling options in the oil market can be a highly profitable strategy, but it requires a deep understanding of market dynamics, risk management techniques, and the volatility risk premium.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk.
And thank you, Lori. Join us next time as we explore another fascinating topic in the world of quantitative finance.